Equality Ohio leaders stand on the steps of the Ohio State House with state legislators, business leaders, and gay parents to announce an education campaign to explain why they think Ohio should change its law to allow gay marriage. Rick Neal holds a toddler in his arms, explaining that while he considers her his daughter, Ohio law doesn't.
Same-sex couples who want to adopt in Ohio cannot do so together. They have to choose which one of them is going to present themselves as a single person to be the legal parent to their children, and which one of them is going to be left out. So you can imagine the conversations that Tom and I had when we got ready to start a family. Which one of us was going to be the single parent and be the legal father of our children, and which one was going to be excluded and have no legal relationship with our children.
Neal says he and his partner were married in another state, but that marriage is not recognized in Ohio because of a voter-approved constitutional amendment passed in 2004. The Reverend Tim Ahrens of the First Congregational Church in Columbus says there are many same-sex married couples who should be living here in Ohio, but don't because of the state's laws.
There are those who I have performed ceremonies for, I have done weddings for, who have left Ohio because they do choose to adopt and because they do want to be recognized legally. So they've moved to other places. I communicate with them. They want to come home to the heart of it all. They want to be here to call this home because this is where their family is.
Elizabeth Holford with Equality Ohio says the education campaign her group is spearheading will make Ohioans more aware of how the state laws that ban gay marriage are hurting families. But her group is not going to try to put an issue on the ballot next year to allow Ohioans to decide whether to overturn that law. Another group, the Freedom to Marry Coalition, is doing that. Holford says they've been invited to work with her group's cause, too.
We are grateful for the effort in putting together and getting out there and working on campaign on a petition effort. At the same time, what we know just from last week from the survey, the independent survey, we know that the numbers in Ohio are not strong enough yet. We have invited that campaign to work with us. At this point, they've said no, but the door is always open.
Well, it wasn't quite exactly put that way.
That's Ian James with the Freedom to Marry Coalition.
We were invited to be a part of an organization where we were going to have to stop collecting signatures, put the amendment aside, shelve the petition drive, and we said that we're more than happy to work on an educational campaign about why marriage matters. We think that's important, it's necessary, and we're incredibly thankful that they're doing that because it is going to be helpful in the overall campaign and building support amongst Ohioans and Ohio voters. But we weren't about to let down the hundreds of thousands of people that have signed the petition, the thousands of volunteers who are actually working every day to get signatures and build a coalition.
James and Holford remain at odds over when Ohioans should be asked to change the law to allow gay marriage. James thinks it should happen next November. Holford wants to wait a couple more years until more Ohioans favor the idea. One group that won't be supporting James or Holford is the Citizens for Community Values. That group has staunchly defended the current state law on the books that restricts marriage to a man and a woman. Spokesman Phil Burris says his group is prepared to defend natural marriage now and in the future. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.